Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email ShaysMichael@NationalCowboyMuseum.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I just want to say that I'm super excited for tonight's show. I want to first bring on my beautiful and lovely co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Vicki, are you there with me?
I am, Becky. Good evening, everyone. We have a great program lined up with a great guest. Lots of exciting things happening.
You know, we do. It's been an interesting week in the rodeo community, and, you know, there's always good things happening. There's always, you know, rodeo is what it is, and we're all a big family. And so tonight, I don't know if Donalyn's going to be joining us tonight or not. I know she's maybe listening, but Donalyn, if you're out there, please feel free to pop in and say hello. We are really privileged, I think, with the best guests and the greatest support behind us at She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. We really strive to bring to you, our listeners and our fans, just really intriguing stories, stories behind the stories, and we've strived to do that now for 3 years. You can find us on shesgonecountry.us on the web, or you can find us on Facebook, and you can also check us out on YouTube. We have Instagram. We're on all the social media. But make sure that you're staying and following us and making sure it works, because we really are lining up some great interviews, and tonight is just another one. We're doing something a little different tonight. We're going to do a special broadcast tonight because it's interesting. Tonight I want to share some really exciting things that are happening with our guest that's coming on this first half hour. She's beautiful young lady, and I can't wait to bring her on and introduce her. And then the second half, and that's Nisi LaValle, Miss Rodeo Washington. So we'll bring her on in just a minute. And then we want you to stay tuned after, because Aunt Vicki and I and Donalyn, gosh, we've been doing this 3 years, ladies, and we had the privilege and the honor to visit with the Fields family a couple of years ago. And with the passing of Mr. Lewis Fields, we want to honor the family tonight and make sure that we bring that to our listeners tonight in a tribute to him. And I think it's fitting with all that has transpired this week, don't you think, ladies?
Oh, absolutely, Becky. The Field family has you know, given so much to the sport of rodeo, and Louis Field, you know, is such a sad thing to hear of his passing, but he left such a legacy, a beautiful family, a true cowboy at heart, true gentleman, father, husband, mentor. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's our pleasure to replay that wonderful time that we got to spend with the entire Field family.
Absolutely, absolutely. So make sure you guys stay tuned after our normal show tonight, our live broadcast tonight, and we'll be rebroadcasting that right behind it. So with that being said, without any further ado, I want to give honor and respect and time to our guest tonight. She is a beautiful young lady from my hometown here in Spokane, Washington, and she will be traveling we're going to find out where she's going to be traveling, but she will be representing the state of Washington this year as your 2016 Miss Rodeo Washington, Macy the Valley. Macy, are you with us?
I am. So nice to be here.
Oh, well, thanks so much for tuning in and joining us and visiting with us tonight. You know, I wanted to, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but I wanted to keep it a little bit secret so we were on the air. And before we came on, I got a few minutes to interview Sue to my Aunt Vicki. But what I didn't tell you, and I don't know if you did know, and maybe somebody had told you, but she, too, is a former Miss Rodeo Oregon. So you guys have a lot in common.
That is awesome. I did not know that.
Well, yeah, actually, Macy, it's been so many years ago, but what a terrific privilege it was then, and it still is now. And speaking as a former Miss Rodeo Oregon, so many doors are open during your reign as state rodeo queen, and those doors set up lifetime adventures that you will cherish for the rest of your life. So welcome. We're so happy to have you, Macy.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me on.
Well, Macy, why don't you, you know, we have probably about, I'm going to say, before we do our first break. So if you would please, you know, you sent us some information about yourself, and you've got quite a list of accomplishments, and, you know, a fascinating fact that I saw in your bio is that you're originally from Alaska, so you're definitely a Northwest girl, and I just would like you to share with our listeners, if you would, a little bit about yourself.
Of course. So I got into the rodeo world when I was 16, and I did come from Alaska, and I always joke that rodeos were a once-in-a-blue-moon for me up where I'm from in Fairbanks, and I just felt so welcomed in the rodeo community. I felt like it was my family and I belonged. And I told my mom I wanted to be a rodeo queen, and we went from there. I did grow up with horses. I did 12 years of 4-H. I was in pony club. I've done everything from dressage to Western pleasure to gaming. And it's something that I think has really shaped me in the horsewoman I am. I've been here in Spokane for 8 years. I absolutely love it. I go to school at Eastern Washington University in Cheney, where I'm a communications and public relations major with minors in criminal justice and sociology.
You have a lot going on, going over to Eastern and studying those different areas. That's quite an array of study between public relations. What made you want to do criminal justice and sociology?
Well, I really fell in love with the way people's minds work. And so I started off as a criminal justice psychology major, and I wanted to be a detective. I wanted to go into the police force. And as I started queening more and more, I fell in love with the communication aspect of what we do as ambassadors for the sport. And I figured out that it would be something I could do still in the police force if I got a communications degree with that criminal justice minor.
Yeah.
And along the way, I picked up the sociology minor, so I had a little bit of better understanding about our society and how we work in a whole. And I'm hoping that one day it'll get me a career in some type of media, but I'd love to be a communications specialist for the FBI.
Wow. This is Vicki, Macy, and I mean, that is just, you know, to have those goals, I mean, that is just totally awesome. And of course, what you're doing right now as Miss Rodeo Washington, you know, I know that, you know, sometimes you have to take some time and back off from your career of choice because you're going to be really busy this coming year. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about where you're planning on appearing and just what you do to represent the professional sport of rodeo in the great state of Washington?
Yes, of course. So I was crowned in October in Ellensburg, Washington. It was a wonderful pageant and something I was so excited for. And my duties actually started as lady-in-waiting, where I attended the Miss Rodeo America pageant in December, and I got to experience what that pageant was going to be like for me in, well, 10 short months now. And then January 1st came, and I officially took over my reign, and I hit the ground running. By the 8th of January, I was in San Antonio, Texas. I went to Denver, Colorado for the National Western Stock Show. I just got back, actually, from a trip to Las Cruces, New Mexico, and Kissimmee, Florida. I flew in this afternoon, and I am going to be traveling so many more places out of state, but also right here in Washington. I'm excited to say that a lot of my March events are right here in Washington State, and that's wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
I hear you. I hear you. And that schedule gets crazy. Now, this is Becky, and I'm just curious. I saw all over Facebook you were doing some fun stuff down in Kissimmee and Las Cruces. What was going on in Kissimmee?
So that's the Silver Spurs Rodeo. It's one of their largest rodeos in Kissimmee, Florida, and it was such an amazing experience. It's something that all the state queens I look forward to every year, and I totally understand why. We got to play tourist along with our duties as being a queen, and we got to do some really amazing things, including going to the county's sheriff training camp, Lake X, where we got to do some zip lining and learn about that history there. And then we went to Gatorland, and we got to go zip lining over alligator tanks. But then we got to do our job and do school visits and explain to kids what rodeo is and the events, and then attend the rodeo and sign autographs and just do what I love about being a queen, and that's interacting with the kids.
Well, that's wonderful, Macy. How much fun. Kissimmee, Florida, sunshine, beautiful weather. I hope it was beautiful when you were there. But tell us, too, because, of course, I'm in Texas. I'm just northwest of Austin, about 75 miles. And so San Antonio is real close and very near and dear. So tell us about your trip to San Antonio.
That one was such an amazing experience for me. I've never been to Texas, and it was a great place to start off my year. I actually was down there for the Miss Rodeo Texas Clinic, and I couldn't have asked for a better place to kick off my year as Miss Rodeo Washington, because it was such an educational thing for me. It was being around such wonderful people, but I also got to do the tourist stuff where I went down to the Riverwalk and I got the history of that, and I got to go to the Alamo, which I didn't realize was so close to downtown San Antonio.
It's unreal, isn't it? I mean, and I can remember my first visit to the Alamo and the history that took place there, and it is literally downtown San Antonio.
It is. It's right there. I walked to it from the restaurant, and that was so amazing for me because I did not realize that it was right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is Becky, and the next time I get back down to Texas, I've been down there a few times, and I'd like to say I left my heart down there, but I'm still a Northwest girl, but I didn't get to get to the Alamo. I made it to Six Flags, and I don't think I ever want to go back to that place, but.
you didn't see, Becky, when you were at Six Flags, that was not true Texas history. We need to take you to the Alamo and the Riverwalk.
I think I'll opt for that next time, because I know there's got to be a lot more to see than what I saw at Six Flags. So I'm glad that you got a great experience with San Antonio, Macy. That's awesome. Oh, goodness. Well, we're right at the quarter of the hour mark, and so I want to take a quick commercial break and station identification. When we come back, we're going to visit more of Macy LaValley, Miss Rodeo Washington 2016. Please stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
All of us here at Trestrio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trestrios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trestrio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrestrioSilver.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to fuel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Vicki, are you still with me there?
You bet, Becky. Haven't dropped off the end of Texas yet.
And it's just so funny. We say, you know, we may sound like we're sitting right next to each other, but we couldn't be any further apart, being clear up here in the North Pole and you being down at the South Pole. I've decided that's the way I'm going to look at it. And so, now, and I don't know if Donna Lynn's on. So, Donna Lynn, again, if you're out there and you're listening, you better just hop on and join us.
I'm here. I'm just enjoying. I'm just enjoying listening to you, girl.
Perfect.
Hi, Donalyn. Hi. I actually wanted to tell Miss Rodeo Washington girl that I so appreciate you girls with Wish Kids, because especially the little girls, their eyes just sparkle when they meet you. So and you're always very, very well spoken. So you're good on camera. So it's very nice. We really appreciate the Miss Rodeo girls and wish you well.
Thank you. Donald. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I don't know if you had an opportunity yet to meet Donalyn. Donalyn is the CEO and owner-operator of Western Wishes, and, of course, she's a near and dear friend of us, so we always encourage and elevate and empower everything she does at Western Wishes. So you'll see her around at many of the rodeos, blessing kids with wishes, with kids that are dealing with adversity. So I hope that you guys cross paths. Now, speaking of, Macy, was this your first trip down to the finals this year?
Yes, I have never been to the finals. So that was my first time down there that time of year, and it's exactly what I was told it was. A lot of cowboy hats, and we do take over Vegas.
It does become cowboy town, most definitely, Macy. Well, honey, this is Vicki, and talking about Donna Lynn and Western Wishes and all of the Western Wishes children that Donna Lynn has, loved and hugged throughout the years, something very interesting on your bio really struck me, and that is, tell me about Rascal Rodeos, because that is something that is allowing you to do something up there in the Northwest.
Yes, so the Rascal Rodeos are right here in Washington, and they're exceptional rodeos for kids with special needs, and it is something that's super close to my heart. My brother has cerebral palsy, and I have seen over my lifetime how horses have really helped him just in his therapy and seen him grow, and it's something that was really passionate for me, and I wanted to make sure that I brought that to my year as Miss Rodeo Washington. So I vowed to help out with Rascal Rodeos everywhere I went. And when I was down in Kissimmee, Florida, they had an exceptional rodeo, and I got to help out with that one as well. And I'm hoping to get the Rascal Rodeos up here in Washington to as many Washington rodeos as I can and do what I can to spread the word and get people to realize and notice that those with special needs are just like you and I, and they want to be able to do the same.
Now, Macy, is Erica still running the Rascal Rodeo Association or a group that...
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yep, she is still fronting that, and she's doing a fantastic job getting them to Washington rodeos and making sure that people do have a part in that.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you're able to help facilitate that in Washington, because I know that she has quite a bit of support up here, and it's always great to have another ambassador. Same reason why we help Donalyn wherever we can with Western Wishes and promoting what she does too, because anyone that has a heart for kids it's really important that they get the opportunities to enjoy this culture that we are so blessed to live in. Macy, I want to talk about, too, before the hour's up, you have your coronation coming up this Saturday, and I would love for you to share with our listeners, because this will be archived, and I think it's a really great opportunity to take this and be able to help promote and elevate you, and that's what we're all about, is elevating everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love rodeo and the Western way of life. So share with our listeners what this coronation is all going to be all about and why it's so important to you this Saturday.
So I will be having my coronation, of course, this Saturday, February 27th. It'll be held right here in Spokane at the Southside Senior and Community Center. And what it is it's going to be a dinner, pasta bar, all you can think of. We're going to have gluten-free options for those that can't have gluten. But it's also a live auction and a silent auction. And then we have a kids' table auction where kids, there's going to be things for them to bid on and for them to do, along with kids' activities. So kids are more than welcome to come. And what it is all the money that is donated to that or raised through the event is going to go to my year and to the Miss Rodeo Washington pageant to help us grow and to make sure that I'm able to get the places I really want to go and that are going to help me represent Washington in the sport of rodeo.
Well, Macy, and something I think is really important that we share with our listeners too, and I would love for you to maybe speak a little bit about, you know, what goes into your year and what do they prepare you for when you take the title of Miss Rodeo Washington? Because, and I'm sure you know, most listeners know, they just crowned in December Miss Rodeo America, and she came from Washington, so it's our first Miss Rodeo America from Washington, who has also Miss Rodeo Spokane. So Macy has got some very great support here in her hometown, but there's a lot of work that goes into what you're doing, and I know Aunt Vicki can attest to it because she went through that too, but, you know, things are not cheap, and it's important that you get that support behind you. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that and your year and your preparation.
Yeah, it's not cheap. It's going to be one of those things where how much I raise depends on where I go, and where I go is going to be how much recognition and representation Washington gets. So my goal is to go as many places as I can. I've got Cheyenne Frontier Days and Cody Stampede both on my schedule, so I'll be heading to Wyoming. I've got some rodeos in Colorado, including Hall of Fame. I'll be back down in Texas for the Cowgirl Hall of Fame in October. And then just traveling the state of Washington, I'm going to be at all 12 PRCA rodeos right here in the state, along with different coronations and fundraisers. And then I have to prep for America. So to prep for Washington, it was a long process for me, and it was a lot of studying and being out of my comfort zone, speaking in front of people, and just getting comfortable in all types of situations. And that kind of prep is going to be the exact same thing I do for America, but just a little more, as there will be 36 girls competing against me instead of just 6.
Well, gosh, Macy, this is Vicki, and I can honestly say that I think that Washington is so well represented. You're a lovely young woman, and I know that through your travels this coming summer and this year that, you know, you'll just grow and grow and grow that much more. But what a lovely representative you are to professional rodeo. And that takes me back to one more question. A very near and dear friend of ours, Jamie Deering Roush, tells us that you're a graduate of Rodeo Queen University.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I am a third-year graduate, and if it works, I'm planning on being back again this year to give insight on my year and what I do and graduate once again. Jamie and Stan and RQU has been so supportive of me, and I'm so passionate about what they're doing, and I want to spread the word and represent them to the best of my ability as well as Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jamie is so close to Becky and myself. Jamie is originally from New Mexico, and I spent 18 years in New Mexico, and she is just a wonderful person, and her and Stan, we are stand behind them, Donna Lynn, Becky and I, you know, 200%.
Yes.
Well, and I know Jamie has worked really hard on Radio Queen University, and I love that you, Macy, and so many others have really, I know Freya Ford, and I think even, you know, Catherine's getting behind her, and I know they're really trying to uplift and support that. And what I would like to touch on just a little bit is because, you know, it's so easy, I think, and maybe Aunt Vicki can attest to this too. I think it's really easy, and Macy, maybe share with us a little bit to really be, let the crown be you instead of you be the crown. And I love that Jamie's really pulling that in from little girls starting at a very young age so that when they get to your caliber and your level of competition and representation, they're a very well-rounded and whole young lady. Would you agree with that message?
I totally agree. When I first attended RQU, I was all about just the pageant and the crown, and I lost myself in the crown and tried to be the perfect queen. And Jamie and the staff and all the wonderful clinicians she brings into that camp every year, they called me out on it, and they taught me how to find myself and how to be me. And that's something that I think is super important for my level, because there is 37 of us that are traveling, and none of us are alike. You can't be anybody else. Nobody does you better than you. And I think it's super important that we are ourselves and we're confident in ourselves, because that'll take us further than you would ever expect. And the crown just is a statement piece on top of your personality.
Well, Macy, this is Vicki, and I so totally hear you, because, like, you know, we touched upon, you know, just briefly, but that is, you know, your year as Miss Rodeo Washington, it's 1 year out of your life, and the doors, again, that will be open to you during that year, you will use these skills, you will use your convictions, your heartfelt morals and beliefs, and these are things that, you know, Jamie doesn't just teach your girls how to look pretty on a horse and ride. She puts something in your heart. She puts some fire in there, and that will last you a lifetime, Macy.
Yes, it will, and I just see the growth in me already, and I know that the girls that have gone to years and years, I've seen growth in them, and that's something I'm so passionate about, and I'm really glad that Jamie and Rodeo Queen University takes that stand and teaches girls how to be the best version of themselves, because I think that those skills will benefit them no matter what.
Well, this is Vicki, and I think you know, Macy, I'm very impressed with your interviewing ability, and I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to visit with you tonight, and I know Aunt Vicki and Donalyn are as well. Donalyn, is there anything you had for Macy before we end the interview? I might have caught her off guard.
Uh-oh, you did. Were you talking to me?
I just didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to add. I wasn't quite sure if you were still with us or not, so I thought I'd better chime in and make sure that I gave you the floor.
I was relaxing and Macy, you do such a wonderful interview. It's
going
to be fun to watch you. It's going to be very fun to see how you do at the NFR next year. So we'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, Macy, I know you've got a big week ahead, and I hope that I can get there on Saturday. I'm for all intent and purposes planning on coming, if there's still tickets available. I'm kind of that last-minute pop-in because I never know where I'm going to be. Are there still tickets available if people want to show up?
Yes. So online orders are available until the 25th at noon, but there are tickets available at the door. It'll just be $5 more to purchase them at the door.
So I'll just pay for it at the door, pay $5 extra. It all goes to a good cause, so.
And you know what, Vicki?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Vicki, I was just going to say before we say goodnight, you know, Macy, I'll look forward to seeing you in Fort Worth at the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame in October, their induction and luncheon.
Yes.
Go ahead, Donalyn.
Oh, you know what? I was just saying, It costs a lot to do this, but we'd like to bring all the kids that are ambulatory or that want to come, all the Western Wishes alumni girls, to come to it this coming year. We're going to try to find a good sponsor for that, because they had told me years ago that they would make them unofficial special, you know, Hall of Fame girls.
Yeah.
And I think it would be great.
That would be a great thing, Donalyn.
Yeah,
right.
I think so, too. I'll give you an update on Wishes later. But Bailey. You know how we love Bailey? I'm just getting this in here really quickly.
Yes,
go ahead.
From Australia.
Yep, our little Bailey.
Yep, little Bailey. Well, she may be assessed for a communications thing called, it's called control bionics, and she'll be able to communicate by the nerves in her face so that she can.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Computer. Yeah, it's a very expensive machine, but she might get it, and it'll be in Australia, but my daughter will facilitate that with that. Isn't that exciting? She's just being assessed for it. Isn't that neat?
That's very exciting.
Okay.
That's wonderful. And Macy, I'm sure that you're going to get such an amazing sneak peek throughout the year of all the different blessings that all these different charities like Donnellan's and Rascal Rodeos and Exceptional Rodeos. There's just a million kids. So I'm excited that you get to be a part of that. I'm excited for your year. I'm excited to see you grow and passionate to just see how your year takes you. So I wish you the best of luck and best wishes. I don't want to say luck, best wishes, because luck seems kind of, mm-hmm. I don't know, doesn't best wishes to you. And I'm going to actually turn over to my Aunt Vicki to say goodnight. And then I hope to see you on Saturday.
I hope to see you there. All right, thank you guys for having me.
Oh, Macy, thank you so much. Becky, Donnellan, Maria, our producer, our listeners, God bless you all. And Macy, we want to come back and visit with you again. Right now, we're going to close out with a little Crystal Lions and some Cowgirl Logic.
Crystal Lions here, and the Longhorn Bull was inside the chicken house, calmly eating hay out of the nest and licking up all the laying pellets out of the hanging feeder while the chickens were bouncing off the walls. It was a Kodak moment. Crazed chickens were flying over his back. He quietly turned his head sideways so he could fit his horns through the door and come back out. I am sure that egg production will be down for a day or so. Well, how did it happen? Well, a small gate was left open, and that's all it took to give me a laugh and cause the chickens to go ape snort and be cackling for a few hours. Did you know that not every open door is to be walked through? I've heard people say, well, I knew it must be God because it just opened up for me. Heck, I've said that myself. Some of them open doors that I walked through thinking they were God left a memory that isn't near as funny to me as that bull in the chicken house. You know, God wants us to be led by His Spirit, that still, quiet sounding voice down on the inside of us that we can just brush off as nothing if we don't watch it, not some open door. Some open doors are God, but the point is we're not to be led by them. I have walked through some of those open doors before and been just as out of my element and in the wrong place as the bull was in the chicken house. Problem was, it took me a lot longer to get back out. Although, I gotta say, I have learned some valuable lessons because of it. One of which is, even if a bull eats up all the laying pellets, he still ain't gonna lay any eggs. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
Oh, we love some Cowgirl Logic. I just love Crystal Lyons. She is a big supporter of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. And we know that she has been traveling back in the Middle East and visiting Israel. And I'm not sure if she's back yet or not, but, boy, she's a blessing bringing that to us week in and week out. So, Crystal, if you're listening, we love you and we appreciate you. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just wanted to come back on real quick in between our broadcast and say, first of all, thank you so much to Macy LaValle, Miss Rodeo Washington 2016. Thank you to my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donnellan Quintana, all of our sponsors. You know, we couldn't do the show without you, and we couldn't do what we're going to do tonight without the help of my producer, Maria DiGiovanni. So, Maria, thank you so much for paying attention to all of our archives and keeping them safe and sound for our listeners. But tonight we wanted to give a special tribute, a special shout-out, if you will, memorial to Mr. Lewis Field, Veronica Field, and all the kids. Last week, losing Lewis was touched so many of us in so many different ways, and he just was such an icon, such a staple, such a great man, and Veronica and the family, they're just wonderful people, and I just adore that family, and Veronica just blesses my heart. She's such such an amazing woman. So tonight, if you're listening and if you're tuning in for this special broadcast, we got to interview them. It was back in 2014, and July 29th, I think, was the date. And we had been trying to schedule the family for quite some time, but I know that it was, you know, Veronica was running to and fro. I know that Casey was really busy, heavy rodeo. You know, he won the world that year. His oldest brother, Shadrach, he was busy roping. Macy Lee, you know, busy doing all the things that she was doing with her kiddos. I mean, they have beautiful kids. And so trying to pigeonhole them and get them all together was really challenging. So we finally got them to commit to a date. And bless their hearts, they were on vacation, and they just were the fields, and they blessed us so richly with an hour worth of their time sharing what a wonderful family they are. So we want to bless you tonight. We want to honor the field family because we know that it's a tough week. So sit back, enjoy the show, and God bless. Here you go.
There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry! Switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
ForRadio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. ToBeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand, says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's
welcome everybody country. To She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to welcome you to the show tonight. I just want to first, before we get started, say thank you to our sponsors. Our station sponsors, of course, are Higher Ascent, the Ambassador Program, and B&B Building and Remodeling, and of course, tobeaccountable.com. Also, I'd like to say thank you to our show sponsors that help us each week to bring the show live to our listeners and continue to list them in the archives for your listening pleasure. And that's Cowboy Up Energy, Trace Rios Trophy Buckles, and Living Royal Productions. Thank you so much for continually supporting us week after week. We are going to have a great show tonight. For those of you that are tuning in, there's a couple ways you can find our show. The first way, of course, is by streaming our show each week, Mondays at 6, and that's done by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/ whichever way. I never can get it right. For radio, F-O-R-E-R-A-D-I-O, and you just look for the red boots and click the red boots, and you will be streaming live. You can also call in and listen live from any cell phone or landline phone by dialing 347-857-3760. And, of course, if you're unable to join us for any particular episode, you can always go back to our website, www.shesgonecountry.us. Click on the She's Gone Country with Becky Radio show page link, and all our shows will be listed there on demand for your listening pleasure to listen to at your leisure when you have the time. So be sure to check that out and go back and listen to some of our past episodes we've had. It's been a fun year. I mean, we've been going since October of 2013, and at this point, as of today, I think we are booked solid with guests all the way up to December 1st, so that's pretty exciting for us. With me tonight, of course, I have my co-host, Vicki Christensen. Vicki, are you there?
I am here, Becky. Really excited to visit with Louie and his family tonight. It's going to be a great show.
And let me back that up. I'm just so conditioned to say Vicki Christensen. She is newly married, so she is Vicki Christensen O'Shiel.
Thanks, Beth.
You know, it takes 28 days to form a habit, and I'll get it, so bear with me. Our guest co-host tonight, and bless her heart, she is in the midst of summer and full swing and all she's doing, and she is the CEO and founder of our charity team that we elevate and empower any way that we can, and that's Western Wishes, and that's our CEO, Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, are you there?
I am. I think it's going to be a really, really, really fun interview. I think it's pretty exciting to have the most respected family in the world of rodeo to be on our show. It's an honor.
It's going to be a great honor. And, you know, She's Gone Country with Becky is all about elevating and empowering everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love the Western way of life, rodeo, whatever it is, that is that cowboy culture, that essence of the American cowboy that we can bring to our audience and our listeners in hopes that maybe those that don't really understand this way of life, or maybe we're living this way of life and moved away from it, or whatever the case may be, it's all about educating and inspiring those to really understand why we love to live the way we live. And it's really also a way to bridge the gap in the generations, because there really has been a breakdown in generations past to generations future. And if we don't keep that heart alive and merge those generations to really grasp what past generations have to offer to futures, you know, we'll lose that. So that's what She's Gone Country with Becky is all about. And tonight, I want to welcome to the show, just, you know, to me, this is, if there's ever been a family or a testimony about rodeo and the Western way of life running deep in their family, it's a family that we're going to bring on tonight. And we're going to start with bringing on and welcoming Louie and Veronica Field. Are you two there?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Louie, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, he might be muted up. This is the great thing about tonight. Their whole family is joining us tonight on the air, and I'm really excited about that, because they have been busy, full swing, in the midst of rodeo and in the midst of the big run this summer. and they have taken time and taken a break, and they are taking their family, and they're actually up at Lake Powell, Utah right now on vacation. So, Veronica, I'm going to start with you. You know, our listeners tune in from all over the U.S. and all over the world because we're an Internet-based program, so anyone can tune in from anywhere. So some of our listeners will know who you are. Some of our listeners won't. So if you could, would you take just a few minutes, you and Louie, and just tell us a little bit about yourselves and your family so our listeners know who you are?
All righty. Well, our family is Louis and Veronica, and we have three children, and they're all married to wonderful spouses, and we have seven grandchildren. Louis is a five-time world champion, 85, 86, 87, two-time bareback, three-time all-around in that time period. We married in 1982, and we raised our family in Elk Ridge, Utah. And from there, it's just been a wonderful journey that we've been on. We've been able to raise our kids there, and they started out in little buckaroo rodeos to high school rodeos to college rodeo, and now all of them are on a professional level. And they all married spouses that also rodeo. So pretty exciting life, actually, and there's never a dull moment.
You know, there never is. I can definitely tell you that. I've enjoyed watching you on your Facebook posts and everything because you guys are just so active and just so tight-knit, and that's what I found so awesome about family. And you know, the patriarch of it, obviously, is going to be Mr. Louis Field. Louis, are you there?
Yes.
I am.
All right.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Vicki, Donalyn, you want to say hello?
Hi, Veronica. Hi, Louis. This is Vicki. So nice to have you.
It's good to be here. We're all huddled up here in the car sitting in the parking lot of the marina, and I think I've heard a little few too many guns or bombs go off or something, but I'm not hearing real well. But we're all huddled up here. We got Britton and Jaylee and Chamberlain and Casey and Stephanie and Veronica and myself in one car, and then Mackley and Jade and Maisie are in another car. So we are.
Oh, wow. Well, Louie, this is Vicki, and, you know, I mean, that just right there, just what you told us, just says it all as to what about rodeo families are truly about. And, again, thank you so much for taking the time to join, you know, to be with us here this evening. You have such an interesting story, such a beautiful family. I'm going to turn it back over to Becky. Just happy you're here with us.
Well, so
okay.
Louis, I know everybody calls you Louie, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to call you Louie, if that's all right with you.
Oh, that's just fine. That's probably what you need to call me.
Okay, so why don't you take us down a little bit of the path? Because, I mean, you know, you've got your generations. Tell us how you keep your family together. I mean, you rodeoed, from what I understand, started rodeoing really young, and you went up through the ranks of, you know, National High School Rodeo Association. You went on to college rodeo. You went on and got a full ride scholarship there. Then you know, of course, had your stint in the PRCA, and then you even taught. So tell us a little bit about that and raising your family along the way.
Well, as after my professional career, I was involved in a stock contracting firm for 7 or 8 years. And my kids were little at the time, and it was a real good experience taking away our family time quite a bit. So we got out of that deal and have done several different things since then. But we've always been able to spend a lot of time together as a family. And I remember when I was rodeoing, it's just like we are today, when there'd be a break between the rodeos, you know, you want to go do something else with the family and go camping or something. So that's today's a perfect example of that, is we've all got together, come down here and spend a couple days on the lake, and then in a few days, quite a few of the family members will be off to rodeos again over the weekend. So that's just kind of how we've always done it. It's always been a lot of fun to spend time together and do fun things.
Well, that's awesome. And I know, now I was asking Veronica earlier, And a lot's changed since your kids have started rodeoing and your time when you were winning the world and winning all the championships. And, you know, I was asking Veronica, you won the all-around, and you had won that. You didn't compete at the finals in a roping event, but you'd had enough to win the all-around based upon that and some other events. Is that correct?
Well, my two main events were bareback and saddlebronc. That was what the all-around was all about for me. I roped some, but I won enough to win the Linderman Award a few times, but my roping skills are, you know, they're just okay. Nothing great. nothing like the guys that are going to the finals in the timed events, and it wasn't then, and it sure isn't now. So, but I've always enjoyed roping, and you know, with the picking up that I did, I was able to pick up at the NFR 1 year, and so, you know, that was something that helped you do a little bit better job of picking up. If you, the better you could rope, the better off you were. So, you know, it's all been mostly bareback and saddle bronc, though. Well, all bareback and saddle bronc, really.
Well, and I always remember, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but being a little type running around at the rodeos with my dad, I always knew you were there because you always had your special brown vest on. That's how I remember you growing up. That's how I knew when you were up and when you were entered at a rodeo. I don't know why, but that's just one of those memories that triggers when I hear your name. I think of you behind the chutes in a brown vest.
Well, that's all about, you know, the guys wear the vest now for protection, the bull riders, bareback, saddle bronc, all of them. And that's what my vest was for as well. I had a piece of foam glued to the inside of it, and mainly the bareback riding. And the problem there was the buckle on the flank strap across the top of the horse's back would dig into your back when you'd be leaning back riding. So it wasn't anything to do with style or anything. It was definitely for protection.
Well, Louie, this is Vicki. And, you know, I think our audience, you know, a lot of them may know and some of them may not. But, I mean, when you won your first all-around title back in 1985, you were the first rough stock cowboy to do so since Larry Mahan did back in 1973. And, you know, that was a long span of years in there. So I think, you know, you've covered rodeo from one end of the arena to the other. I mean, competitor, pickup man, stock contractor. Father of competitors. I mean, that's a whole new ball game right there.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I've been involved in it for a long time, and these things, these steps have just happened. They weren't nothing that was in the plan. That's just kind of the way it's out, you know. And with Casey's success, it's just brought a whole new life to it again. It's kind of like just re-energized the family again, and just been a whole lot of fun, and get a lot of enjoyment out of following him and watching him, and a lot of ways, you know, seeing how many people, friends and family and people that we don't even know how much they enjoy watching him and the success that he's had. You know, people that we don't, you know, I didn't realize that when I was riding, how many people there were out there paying attention and watching y'all. About all I was doing was either hurrying to get to some rodeos and win something and hurrying to get home and go have fun doing something else, you know. So as a parent and looking at it overall, it you know, I kind of missed some of it there where I didn't really realize how much other people paid attention to it. I mean, I knew they were there at the rodeo, but other than that, you know. But, you know, with the communications these days with all the, just like the stuff we're doing tonight and everything that's out there, you know, there were times when you'd ride in a rodeo, you might not know what you won or if you won anything for a week, you know, and now you know immediately, and, you know, and they do an automatic deposit into your account, and, you know, there's a lot of things are still the same, but there's a lot of things that have changed a lot as well.
Awesome. You know, that's what I was going to ask, too, is the evolution you've seen from the time your career started to where your kids are today, and just, you know, how much has changed. Technology is can be a great thing, and it can be one of those challenging things, but it's done great things for rodeo. I can definitely say that for sure from what I've, you know, watched and while I was at Spokane and everything, just different things that have changed over the years. So Well, we've got about 2 minutes, so we're going to take a break. I want to bring Veronica on real quick, ask her a couple questions before I go into the break. And when we come back from the break, I'd like to visit with the kids for a little bit, and then we'll just go from there. How's that sound?
Okay, here's Veronica.
Hi. Hey, Veronica. So tell me, Miss Wife of a World Champion and busy mother and grandmother, how do you keep it all together at the helm? That's what I want to know.
Ask my kids that. I probably don't keep it together. You know, I thought I was busy when my kids were little, but I am the most busy I've ever been in my life. And it is just trying to keep all the kids together and planning things and making sure it works with everybody. And now they're kids. It's really difficult, but it's been my greatest joy to be a mom, and I've been blessed that I've been able to be, and Lewis supports me as a mother, and it's not easy. So for all those mothers out there, my hat's off to you, because, and grandmothers, because we just keep adding to the family, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I always hear that the grandkids are always super fun because you can spoil them and then give them back to the parents. I'm not a grandparent yet, but I keep hearing that as the little ones are starting to come out through the generations.
Oh, and you know what? I can't wait for it to happen for you, because nobody can even describe it. There's no words, the love that you have for them. You love your children, but I don't know, with your grandkids, it's another level of happiness and love, and oh, you just can't get enough of them.
So true. Very true.
Well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break right now and station identification. When we come back, Veronica, I'm going to bring you back on when we get in. I'm going to let you introduce us to the kids, and then we'll go from there. So we'll be right back.
All righty. Thank you.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I am spending the hour tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen of Shields, and my guest co-host, Donald and Quintana. Ladies, are you there?
We are, Becky.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, great, Donald, great. Well, we are spending the hour with the Fields family. We have got world champion Lewis Fields and his wife Veronica on the phone, and they are joining us tonight with their family, and they are up in Lake Powell, Utah, on a family vacation, and they've been kind enough to take a quick break and share an hour with us to just visit with them and find out how it is that they keep everything together as a family and keep that history and that heritage alive from generation to generation. So we welcome the Fields. Veronica, are you there?
I am.
Well, thank you again for coming on. We visited a little bit with Lewis, and we visited with you a little bit about, you know, where the start for you guys began and all things Louie and his championships and growing up rodeo. And, you know, we asked you the whole how you're keeping it all together as mom and grandma, and you guys have got such a great, great close-knit family. I mean, anything you see on your Facebook or hear about, it's just what a family unit you all are. So I just want to say thank you to your children who are joining us tonight, but I'm going to let you for a minute introduce who we have on the phone with us.
Okay. Shad is actually in Roosevelt, Utah, and I think they are on. I'm not sure. And his wife, Jaslyn, are they on? They're our oldest.
Yeah. Shad is on. I did talk to him a few minutes before the show.
Oh, perfect. I don't know if you want to go in order. Shad's my oldest, and he's 30. Mackley, our daughter, and her husband are right here, and she's 29. And then Casey and his wife are here, and he's 27, so I don't know which order you want to go in.
Well, I think I'm just going to leave it an open forum, and, you know, we're just going to – first I want to ask, Shad, being the oldest, what's it like growing up as the oldest in the Fields family? Did you keep all the little ones in line as the oldest growing up? I think he's there. Oh. Shad, you there? Well, he might be having some reception problems.
I'm here. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
It's the great thing about
problems.
Hey, it's the great thing about internet radio. Anything can happen, and we're just here hanging out, visiting, having a good time, and sharing the love with the listeners and letting them hear all about these wonderful people in the radio. So I'll let you turn over. Tell us what it was like growing up in the Fields family as the oldest kid.
It was crazy. It was good, I guess. It was really good.
Did you travel a lot with your dad to the rodeos when you were little?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember a ton of it, but I did go a lot with him.
And so now tell us, I just saw on your mom's Facebook page last week, you won a rodeo. So tell us what it is I believe your dad told me you rope?
Yep, I team rope. And it was just our local amateur rodeo they have every year. But it was pretty cool. They had a team roping jackpot that went into the rodeo for the short round or the finals of the roping. And I was able to win that, and then they had an open rodeo inside the rodeo as well, and I won first and third in that. So I had a really good weekend.
You had a really good weekend. Now, are you a header or a healer?
I'm the healer. Well, I do both. I pro rodeo a little bit, heading, and at the amateur rodeos and the jackpots, I like to heal a lot. So I actually do both ends.
Gotcha. And you're married, and you have, if I'm correct,
yep,
let me get this right, you have three children. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. I have Daxton, who will be 8 in December, and Bronx, who will be 4 in October, and then Mavericks, my youngest, will be 2 next month.
Wow. And that's quite an 8. I mean, that's a handful right there.
Yeah, that's all I'm having.
Well, and you know, when I married Grant, we blended a family, and I think our kids were, when we got married, our oldest was 12, and then it was 12, 10, 8, and then we had my daughter and his son were the same age, so it was like having twins. So we had 2 6-year-olds. So it gets busy about from now until they graduate.
Yeah, I can see that coming already.
Now tell us about your lovely wife.
My wife, she is Jaslyn Field, and her brother's also rodeo. In fact, her brother, Ren Richard, is currently about, I think he's 5th or 6th in the all-around standings in the PRCA, and he's been right on the bubble of making the NFR for about 4 years straight. He's finished 16th a couple times and in the top 20 4 times. So we're hoping.
Wow.
Yeah, we're hoping this year will be the year. I think he's currently 20th or so, right around there in the CAFR Open, and he's in the top 30 in the team roping as well. So
nice.
And my yeah, and then my wife's family, they raise a lot of race horses, and then they're currently starting to get more and more into the barrel horse industry.
There's so many different venues now, you know, that just for you to divulge into and spring from rodeo. I mean, from horse racing, like you said, to barrel horse raising. My mom actually, her sister is Marty, and she's married to Dale Smith, who was PRCA president for many, many years. And they have, they breed racehorses down in Arizona, too. So I'm a big racehorse lover. I love watching horse races. And Vicki, do you have any questions for our guest? I think she's there. So the other question I had for you, Shad, is I really want to hear about, and I believe it was, oh, there's a little background noise. So if anyone's got their phone unmuted, make sure you're muting it out. Your dad said, I believe he said it was you, that went on a mission to Argentina. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep. I went from 2001 to 2004 for 2 years and served a full-time mission in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Was that quite an experience for you, coming from America, where we have so many things?
Yeah,
it
was a very humbling experience. Probably the greatest 2 years of my life, honestly. Maybe not at the time, but looking back at the experiences I had and was able to share with other people, and the service I was able to give, it was two of the best years of my life.
Awesome. Now, Vicki, didn't you go to Argentina just this last year?
I did. I traveled to Santiago, Chile, and then over the Andes Mountains into Cordoba, Argentina. And
A
beautiful country full of warm, just very warm, personal people. What an awesome testimony to be able to spend your mission down there. That's totally cool.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was really a special time in my life. So.
Well, and my producer Maria, she actually just texted me. She had a question for you. She wanted to know, you know, were you able to talk about rodeo down in Argentina, and do you know what their view on the culture of rodeo is down there?
Not so much while I was there. I was pretty much in the inner city of Buenos Aires. And they didn't, in fact, most of them, the little bit they did know about rodeo was their own rodeo that they have there. They have two or three different events with bucking horses. And so they do know somewhat about rodeo, but I was never able to be involved in any of it or even learn any of it.
Really?
But I did have a cool experience while I was down there. While I was down there, we had pretty strict rules as far as our communication and what we were able to do and how we were supposed to act. And anyway, it had been quite a while since I'd talked to anybody in my family, and I hadn't seen really much television or anything like that. And one night I was sitting in a house of some friends of ours down there, and they just happened to turn the TV on, and rodeo happened to be on. It was during the NFR in December. And it come on, and we were watching for just a second. And I literally, at this point, it had been a year and a half since I'd seen anything to do with rodeo. I had nothing. And I don't know if you've watched the NFR in the past 3 years, but every year during the bareback riding, the camera goes right to my mom and dad.
Yes,
and
yes,
sure I
did see that this year.
I was watching, and they zoomed right down on my mom and dad. So it was kind of cool. It was pretty neat to be able to see that just out of nowhere.
Maybe the Lord giving you a chance to say, you know, there's your family at home. They're thinking about you.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's awesome. How that just like divine right there to me. I mean, definitely stuff like that happens.
Yeah, it really was. Almost made it a little harder.
Oh.
But it was okay. It was all right. I wouldn't have traded that time for anything.
I was just going to ask, how long after that December, when you saw your mom and dad on TV, did you remain in Argentina?
I was there for another 7 months or back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I definitely was so happy to see you get off the plane.
Well, they when I finished my mission, they came down and picked me up down there. So we were able to go tour around, and I was able to show them some of the work we'd been doing down there, and then we actually went to Brazil and did some stuff over there, and then came home together.
Oh wow, what fun memories! A very special time.
Yep.
So now tell me, I just got one more question, and then I'm going to visit with Maxine and Casey. Tell me, this one's for Jasmine. Is she on the line with you?
She was, and then we couldn't hear very good. Hang on one second. Let me walk back in here. Hang on just a second. Okay, here she is. She's on now.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Becky from She's Gone Country with Becky. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you lending your hubby for the show here for a little bit. We've just been visiting with him about all things Chad and Jasmine, and he was sharing about your boys and everything. So I'm just curious. As a daughter coming, being married into the family, what's it like being part of the Fields family?
Oh, it's awesome. Other than when you go anywhere, you can't get out of there for 2 hours. So you have to make sure you drive your own vehicle, or you'll be stuck talking to everybody because they know everybody. It's great. They're an awesome family, and I'm really lucky to have them. They're awesome.
Well, and he did say that your brother is a roper, and he's sitting pretty well trying to get into the final. So that, I mean, it's probably a pretty easy transition from one to the other. But we wish your brother all the luck this year, and hope he gets that win to get to the NFR. But I just want to say thank you to you two for coming on, and
well,
we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
We're gonna now bring on. Do we have Mackley on the line? Mackley and Jade.
Yeah, we're here.
I just love this. I love all this family on here. This is so awesome. Mackley and Jade. Mackley is the middle child, correct?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Between two boys, how's that going to work out for you?
I don't know. I think they've made me pretty tough, but I will definitely have my girly moments. They can both tell you that.
And so now, I mean, and you guys are all pretty close in age, so I'm assuming you, unlike, just like I was a tomboy in the family, but had my girly moments, but I'm sure you beat up on them just as much as they harassed you.
Yeah, I did my best. They claimed that I used all kinds of weapons, like phone books and shoes and things, but being a girl and not as strong as them, I think I had to find whatever I could.
Hey, when you're the middle sister, anything's legal.
Yes, exactly.
I think I remember taking, and I'm not done bragging about this, but I remember my sister and I were fighting one time out on the ranch, and we were in our rooms, and she had me hogtied with my neck in her arms, and she was noogieing me, and I took two books. I think one was Cinderella, and I mean, I just wailed on her.
Yeah, sounds about like fights at our house.
Now, and you and Jade are married. Tell us a little bit about your husband and your kiddos.
All right. My husband is Jade Anderson, who also is a team roper, and he rodeos, I guess he's a bit of a weekend warrior. He rodeos in the Rocky Mountain amateur circuit here in Utah and a little bit in Idaho. And then he's also part of the wilderness circuit. And then we've got three children. Britton is 5. Jaylee is 3, and Maisie is 1. So it's boy, girl, girl.
Oh, my goodness. You definitely have little hands full of little ones under 5. Woo!
Yeah, they keep me running, but it's good.
Well, and the nice thing is, though, and let's just be real, every man wants a boy as much as they want a girl. They want a healthy kid, but, you know, you had the boy, then you had two girls. My brother took 3 girls to get to the boy.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that I don't know. My 2 girls now, I don't know if I would ever dare have another child. I love them to death, but they're girls, and they are moody.
Go ahead, Vicki.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, you know, your oldest is 5, and, you know, do you think that, you know, that maybe she's going to want a junior rodeo on down the road, or does she ride now?
Yeah, my oldest is a boy. The five-year-old is a boy, and really enjoys roping the dummy with my husband, and he's roped a Hot Heels, Heel-O-Matic type of thing behind the four-wheeler a little bit. He kind of shows interest between sports and rodeo just off and on, and we don't want to push him too hard. We would love for him to rodeo, but we're going to let him make that choice on his own.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I mean, there has to be a balance. And so, I mean, that's absolutely a great way, you know, a great way to let them choose. And they will, as they grow, they let us know where their interests really lie and where their desire in their heart is. And whether it's in rodeo or football or soccer or golf, it just doesn't matter. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, he says he wants to be a world champ like his grandpa and his dad, and he wants to ride bareback horses. So, I don't know. We can't get him on a sheep right now, so I don't know how far he's going to go.
I love it. That's too cute.
Well, and Jade, is Jade on the line with you too?
Yeah, he is. Gonna...
Jade, welcome to the show. Just want to say hello to you.
Hello.
Thank you guys for taking some time out with us tonight. I know that when I was talking to Louie earlier, he was sharing with me a little bit not only about your roping, but he was saying that you guys also do a little bit of a trucking business together. Is that correct?
Yeah, we started out in Utah with a few trucks, water trucks, and the oil field, and now our trucks are in North Dakota. And me and Louie both spent quite a bit of time up there off and on.
So you guys are pretty not only, you know, in-laws, but your business partners as well. And so you guys, when it comes time to hammer out an indifference, you guys just go, you know, see who ropes or rides. How you guys work out your indifferences?
Well, we don't really have too many, but it flows pretty good, honestly, and we're lucky that it does, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, it works out good where me and him both we like the same things, enjoy to do the same things, and so really we have a lot in common and everything flows pretty good.
Well, that's awesome. Donalyn, what do you think about all these kids and their grandkids rodeoing and being such a close-knit family? Because I know you're a grandma to a little one as well.
Oh, you know what? I'm so envious of Veronica. 7 grandchildren, and they're all within driving distance. Not like I have to go 20,000 miles to see my little Aussie grandson. So I'm very, very envious. Nothing's better. And they are. Grandchildren are so much fun. I'm very envious of that wonderful family.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I was hoping we could have a little bit of time to get all the kids in before the break, but we're going to have to hold off on Casey till we get back, and we're going to take a quick station identification, so stay tuned, and we'll return.
4Radio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and just want to say thank you for tuning in tonight. If you're calling in tonight, listening to the show, and you want to visit with us in a little bit of time that we have left and ask our guests any questions, just feel free to press 1 and go into the host queue, and Maria, our producer, will let us know you're on the line and we can bring you on. Otherwise, if you have a question and you're streaming and you're on blogtalkradio.com, the chat room is open. You can also chat and type your questions in there, and I will see those, and we can also ask those to our guests as online. But thank you so much for tuning in wherever you're at. We appreciate you. We have just about, 12 minutes or so, 13 minutes or so left, and we have been visiting and been blessed to have the Fields family join us tonight from Lake Powell, Utah. I know Shad's somewhere else. I forget where Shad's at, but I know they're all down in Utah, and they're taking some time to visit with us and share about their family and how their rodeo lineage has continued on from their patriarch, Louis Fields, all the way down to who we're about to bring on the phone now. And, what's great about this, is the last hour as we visited with Louis and Veronica, we got to visit with the oldest son, Shad, the middle daughter, Mackley, and we're going to bring on the youngest son now, but it's just such a variety of levels of competitorship within the family and where they're at in rodeo and what they've done and where they're going, but yet they're all still a close-knit family, and I think it's amazing how they're just continuing and keeping on the tradition of rodeo, and that's such a blessing, and I hope that there's more out there that will continue to do that. So right now, I'm going to bring on Louis and Veronica's youngest son. He is also a world champion bareback rider 3-time, and that is Casey Field. Casey, are you there? He might be unmuting his phone right now.
Yeah, Becky, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay,
I'll
see if Casey. Okay, I'm not sure where Casey went. He was on. Mackley's going to run. Go grab them.
That's okay.
But I wish I got to paint a picture for you right now because we have our grandkids
right
in
ahead.
The car. And I wish that I could show you a picture because we've been trying to keep them entertained and they're out the sunroof, the window. They've taken wet wipes and have washed the whole car inside and out. And we've opened every treat that we've brought for the whole week. I wish you could see it. We're just like, be quiet, be quiet.
Oh, that's okay. You know, this show is all about rodeo and family, and that's what's at the heart of all of this. So if it weren't for family, we wouldn't still be rodeoing. So
I know it.
And
it's all good.
I appreciate you trying to keep them calm and entertained, and I bet your car's really clean.
Well, we actually were in a little windstorm and it got really dirty, and so you should see wet ones and dust.
Well,
we're looking really good.
Now, so tell me, if you and Louis are still there, share with us one of your favorite memories or stories from the rodeo days or something that you hold really near and dear to your heart that will go with you forever.
Oh, you know what? It's the friends and the closeness, and it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood because everybody is really interested in each other's families, and it's real, and they want to know what they're doing. But I think my funnest memories now – oh, Casey, they just told me Casey's on, so I won't take up his time.
Okay, well, hold your story because we're going to come back to you.
Okay, I will.
Casey, are you there? Casey? You might still be unmuting. Casey, are you there? Well, how about this? Casey, as soon as you're...
He's talking to my phone.
Here he is.
Sorry about that.
Gotta love live radio. And
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Great. We can hear you loud and clear.
Hello. Okay.
Welcome to the show. We held you out to the very end, so we appreciate it. I know I was hoping to get you guys all through so you could get back to what you're doing, but the
Thank
hour
you.
Goes so quickly.
Thank you very much.
Well, so tell us, Casey, tell us about being the youngest of the Field clan and how being the youngest, you've been the one to really chase after the bareback dream like your father.
Well, yeah, it's hard.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Okay, yeah, it's I'm a lucky guy. I got really good examples to follow. Not necessarily in the arena, but outside the arena. My sister, she's a great mom. She raises her family great. And then my brother, he's a successful guy. Everything he does, very upbeat, makes everybody smile. And then my mom and dad, they're, you know how they are. They're just great people. Everything is, no matter what's going on in the day or in their life, they're happy and they want to make everybody else's life as happy as theirs. So it's really neat, and I'm a blessed and very lucky young man.
Well, and I got to tell you, it's really heartwarming to see all the family pictures together. And even, when you're not there and there's pictures of Veronica and your wife and beautiful wife and daughter, I just love the whole unit all of you, because you just are truly the essence of everything that my show stands for and everything that my show is trying to represent and grab a hold of. And that's the lineage and the generations of rodeo, and keeping that together and moving that into the next generation. So I applaud all of you guys for doing that. And congratulations to you and all your successes. Tell us where you're heading next.
Well, thanks very much. But we're down here at Lake Powell. I've got to actually go back Wednesday and kind of get rodeo back on my mind and start kind of working out and get ready for the week. It's a lot of rodeo. So.
But now, do you come up and make the Northwest run up here at Pendleton and Ellensburg? And I'm in Spokane.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, the Northwest rodeo, they're a lot of fun. That me and my wife will load up in the RV and we'll go up there pretty much the whole month of August and a lot of September and just go camping in between each rodeos or go to a friend's house and hang out and just enjoy the cool weather and the nice evenings up there.
Now, you go ahead, Vicki.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, Casey, this is Vicki. And so now when y'all come rolling into Pendleton, Becky and Donalyn and I will maybe look you up if we can and see if we can't get a quick few words on tape that we can play back at a later date. But we'll look forward to at least getting to shake your hand and give you all a hug.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you bet. You track me down, I'd be more than happy to do an interview.
Casey, this is Donalyn. We'll have a couple wish kids, too, so we'll hunt you down. And you've always been really good with the wish kids. Thank you so much.
Yep, you betcha. I'd love to help out.
So now tell us about your little family, your wife Stephanie and your little girl. They're obviously the apples of your eye.
Yeah, for sure. They're great. My wife, she's a great stay-home mom. She comes on the road with me a lot. We have a lot of fun with each other. We're both very adventurous, and if we have a few days to kind of step out of the rodeo world and go do something else and kind of free my mind up, she's always game for anything, if it's camping or hunting, fishing, or even just hanging out and having a barbecue. And then our little girl, Chamberlain, she's 16 months now and changes every day. She's getting, her personality is just glows, and she's always making everybody laugh and smile, and just a blessing to have a healthy baby girl and a healthy family. And it's just so much fun, to everything that we get to do as a family. And then when I'm on the road by myself and rodeoing, it's so much fun to come home and share with my family what I've done and listen to what they've been doing and just share experiences. And it's just a really neat, warm, heart-filling little circle we have.
Well, I think you guys definitely have found the little key ingredients and make it work. And I think that people need to look to what it is you guys do that really holds your family together, especially in a generation where families are crumbling all around us. I think what you guys have is just unique, and it's the way it used to be, and it's the way it needs to be again. And so I applaud all of you guys. And I actually I'm just going to say, if you're all still on the phone, this is kind of going to be an open forum. We have about 5 minutes left, so we got to close, and we'll close out with Crystal Lyons and her Calgary Logic. But in this last 5 minutes, you guys can unmute and join in. It's not directed at any specific person, but I just love to hear, you know, what your guys' fondest family memory is, or something funny that you guys can recall doing as a family that just really just, you know, tugs at your heart and just really says, you know what, this is why I love being with this group as my family, and this is why we do what we do together. Veronica? No takers?
Well, I was trying to get Stephanie to pipe in and say what her fondest
I've got
memory
a memory
is. That from when my dad rodeoed. This is Natalie, by the way.
Okay.
Back when my dad rodeoed, we had a camper on the back of the truck. It was just like a little half camper or something, but we loved to ride in there. We'd fill it up with blankets and pillows, and we'd just get settled for the long haul, I guess. And I don't remember much about rodeoing, but I do remember that we would beg my dad for pink cookies or Mambas when he would go in the gas station. I just can remember, pink cookie, Dad. Cookie Dad, Mambas, Mambas, and it was always a fun mystery. He would always bring a paper sack back, and we never knew what was going to be in the sack. But that's one of my fondest memories from traveling with my dad.
Oh, it's just those little things, those little memories that just stay fresh in your mind. How about Veronica? You were sharing something, Veronica, before we brought Casey on. Tell us about, I know there was a memory you were sharing with us.
Oh, there's lots of memories, and to pinpoint them, it'd take more than what we have time for. But what I love most is now when Lewis gets back with his buddies, and they just start telling rewrite stories. And every time I wish I could record it and just put it into a book, or it would make a fantastic movie. Like the time that he was trying to make the bronc riding when he was 16th place, and he was going to all the little rodeos at the end of the season, and he had taken a little plane up to the border in Canada, and he was crossing it, and they closed at 5 o'clock, and so he was turned around and went back to a rancher to get gas out of a gas can, and the rancher gave him some wire cutters and told him to cut the fence and jump the border, and he went down a ravine and up on the road, cut the fence, and didn't even have time to stretch and, you know, get ready to ride, and he, you know, put his saddle on and won the rodeo, so...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I just was going to say, Veronica, this is Vicki. I remember when y'all were at Oklahoma City at the Cowboy, and I believe it was when the rewrite story that one year. He told something. I it was a great story. I can't recall.
It was one I told, or?
No, it was one. It was one he told. Yeah, it's one he told.
Oh, one he told. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I wish I did, because they're just so random when he starts telling them, and they're the most amazing stories. Someday I'm going to tell them all.
Well,
share with the world.
Yep. Donna Lynn, what advice would you give to Veronica that she gives most of our guests about the book?
Yeah, I'm the resident cheerleader for. I really want you to do that, Veronica. That's really that your book would be amazing. It would be. You just got to plug. You've got to have a secret. What do you call it? Little recorders all around so that's unedited, so you can get some great stories that way. You really should do that, but, Veronica. I can remember years ago at the Justin Calvert Crisis Fund luncheon. Ladies' lunch, and it was years ago, probably right when Louis won his first world championship or something. And it was, I was with Sandy LaFue, and I said, "Who is that beautiful girl that's with Mary Knowles and Stan Bowman?" She said, "Well, that's Louis's wife, Veronica." And I said, "Well, she is absolutely beautiful." And you know what Sandy said is she's just as beautiful inside too. So I agree. I agree. I remember that.
Oh.
That is so sweet. And those ladies are just beautiful inside and out, too. And so are you.
Well, I'm thinking of you, Veronica, and I think of Vicky, who is in the Western world, and truly two of the most beautiful women I've ever known, and just beautiful inside,
So you too, Becky. Kind words.
Well, on that note, we are out of time. See how fast that goes? I told you it goes quick. We are going to wrap up and close it out. So, Veronica, on behalf of all of us at She's Gone Country, I thank you so much for taking this time out with us. Please give your love to our family, and we will look forward to collaborating in Vegas come December. But until then, have a great rest of the summer. Good luck to Casey and all the crew, and we thank you for joining us on She's Got Country with Becky. Everybody have a good night. We're going to close out with a little Cowgirl Logic.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks,
good night.
Thank you, Louie.
Good night.
Fear is something that everyone must deal with. We either face it or run from it. And I've found a couple of principles that minimize the fear factor greatly. One of which is, know you're in the will of God. When I know that I'm obeying God to the best of my ability, I have great confidence no matter what the situation looks like. People living outside of God's will, they don't have that kind of confidence. Years ago, I was riding rough stock, and I was entered in the girls bareback bronc riding in a PRCA rodeo in Los Angeles, California. I had taken all my money just to get there and pay my fees, and I bucked off my first horse. I had only $20 left and another horse to get on. They were big, stout horses, and if I didn't win something, I was stuck in Los Angeles. The pucker factor was getting pretty intense. Right then, I heard the Lord down the inside of me say, "Didn't I call you to this?" "Yes, Lord." "Then I'll take care of you. Get your eyes off yourself. Get your focus back on me." I repented, and peace returned in the midst of fear. My next horse was a bucker now, and it was the best ride I ever made. Crowd went wild. I won that go-around and placed well in the average. My confidence had shifted from me to him. The difference it makes is phenomenal. The other principle is this. When God is telling you to do something and you're afraid, do it afraid. When it is the will of God, face fear and you'll conquer it. Run from fear and it will conquer you. I have found that whenever I face something while I'm afraid, fear loses its grip over me. Give into it just a little, one area of your life, and it will begin taking over other areas. It seeks to rule and dominate. There is no neutral ground when dealing with fear. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
ForRadio.com.